Guardian Angels, with their memorial today and Mass, is a very powerful day, and praise God for their protection. A few thoughts and then kind of some brain twisters for you. First, as you probably know this, but it's good to remind ourselves, as I like for myself, that a guardian angel, so an angel is a spirit that were created in one moment for God before we were created. We don't know exactly the time, as nobody was there, but that's what we believe. A second, one of the titles of St. Thomas Aquinas, our church, is St. Thomas Aquinas of the Angels. He knows the most about, and writing most about angels. Also, I mentioned earlier this weekend, this Sunday, about how many people don't believe in evil or demons or Satan. I would guess, this is just my own thought, but I'm guessing though, people that don't believe that may believe in angels, because angels protect us, right? That's good for us. And I think a lot of people in our society, they want what helps them. And one would be, I think, angels. Also, as guardian angels, here's where we get into our brain twisters, which I think are fun. And these are just for you to think. And one is the obvious one that you probably heard this before. How many angels can go on the top of a needle? You ever heard that one? Like that there's a question, a great question about angels. How many angels could get on the same needle, like the tip of a needle? Because they don't have bodies, they're spirits. So how big are they? Also, have you seen an angel? I know some people have, definitely. Obviously, Jesus did. Many people in the Old Testament, New Testament, Mother Mary. And then we have the word angel, a messenger, in the Bible. And then I think of things like in Acts. I'm reading through Acts right now, and you know, there are times when John and Peter were, and Paul, they're put in jail. And an angel got them out of jail. Everybody else was sleeping. The soldiers that were protecting them to be in jail, to be arrested and beaten or going to jail, whatever, possibly killed. Then my question is, was that Peter and John and James or Paul? Was that their guardian angel? If each of us have a guardian angel, was that one of these men's angels? It's not in the Bible, obviously. It's something to think about. Does Jesus have a guardian angel? Obviously, I would think there that all angels are helping him. Obviously, in the garden before his passion. And then this gets a little sad, but also beautiful. Is that in our society today, we have the crosses right on the grass there, as it's the month of abortion. How about the angels that have supported and worked and protected those little ones that passed away in an abortion, or those babies that have passed away in the womb or just coming out of the womb and died quick? What do the angels help in that way? And then my last thought, I think, is how many angels are there? How many guardian angels are there? Because every of us have a guardian angel, which we believe. My guardian angel is dang good. I don't look at just my life here. Look at what has been happening with my body, and I know my guardian angel is He's a big reason why I'm still here. And then we just think, how many people that have a guardian angel that aren't Christian or aren't Catholic? Those that don't believe in anything. I would assume that they still have a guardian angel. And God knows how many there are. And there might be more than that. Maybe one more, just to think. You know, throughout history, that one third of the angels, which we don't know the number, and we don't have data on this one either, but obviously Satan left, Lucifer left. At the beginning of his creation, boom, that was his decision. They don't have decisions like after that. They're spirits, right? They don't have a brain. But they're doing things, so how does that work? How can angels, do they think? Even though they don't have a brain, a human brain. That's a good one that I think about. And then finally, again, we said, you know, we heard the words of the guardian angels, the angels, and then the best place in the scriptures is what we just listened, Matthew 18. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. Just right now, that gives me strength to believe in God and our guardian angels, because they're looking to help us and God. So, guardian angels, thank you. And all guardian angels, pray for us.